Hello again, everybody. How are you? This is Chris. This is episode 209 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. So, man, there's a lot, lot to talk about. So much to talk about, but I want to go back to Ukraine because I think that this is, it's getting scarier now than it was a year ago or so. I think the American people are really kind of sick and tired of this whole thing. They think this is ridiculous. We got to stop this. This isn't going anywhere. I don't think anybody really believes. I mean, a lot of Americans still watch the news, which is nothing but lies. And the narrative of the news is that if we don't stop Putin in Ukraine, he's going to invade and take over all of Europe, which is the most ridiculous thing that I can't even imagine a more ridiculous assertion. It's just so stupid. Of course he's not going to invade Europe. He doesn't want to rule Europe. He doesn't have the ability to rule Europe. He's got a small military compared to, he's got his military budget is tiny compared to the American military budget. I mean, it's just the whole idea of going to war with NATO is ridiculous to him. And he's said that. He said it's just not common sense because you've got two nuclear powers. Why would he do that? It's just so stupid. But so many Americans believe that. You know, it's just, and so I think we've got to just go through the players here and what are their motivations? You know, what are their goals? And I think when you start with, let's start with Russia. I think Russia, just like I've said, you know, after the Cold War, Russia wanted to just become a member of the world, community. They wanted to, okay, communism is over. And look, I am all for any dirty trick to defeat communism. And the Soviet Union was a bunch of communists who wanted to take over the world. They really did. That was a very real threat. And we did whatever we had to do. We did a lot of dirty stuff to a lot of dirty people, to a lot of people all over the world to try to stop the Soviet Union. And some of that stuff, in hindsight, was a terrible idea. and we're living with those problems now. Look at what we did in Iran, where we toppled Mossadegh in Iran and installed the Shah, and that basically led to the Islamic Revolution in Iran. I mean, we did a lot of things in all over the world, and we killed a lot of people and assassinated a lot of people, that kind of thing. But once the Cold War is over, that was all done. It was all over, and we could have lived in peace with Russia, and we would have been so much more prosperous. But like I've said, the people in Washington didn't want that because their power is not derived through economics, through production. They are politicians and diplomats and bureaucrats. So their power comes from the political world, the world of war and bullying and, you know, diplomacy. But, there's a great quote, I can't remember who said it, but the quote is, "Diplomacy is to do and say the nastiest things in the nicest way." I forget who said that, but it's a great quote. But so basically you've got Russia now. Russia wants to be independent. They want to be strong. They want to be a player on the world stage. They want to be integrated into the world economy. And mainly they just want to be left alone. And they don't, and they're not on board with all of the left-wing agenda of Europe and America, with, you know, flooding. They're not going to flood Russia with immigrants from all over the world who aren't Russian. They want to maintain their Russian language, their Russian religion, the Christian religion, the Russian people, their Russian identity. And, you know, they're also smart. They know that you can't, you can bring in, immigration is fine, a little bit of immigration is fine, people coming in and they assimilate, but if you bring in massive, millions and millions and millions of people, they won't assimilate, and you'll just cause chaos, and you'll create a dependent class, and you'll start overwhelming your welfare systems, your welfare programs. You know, Europe and America are seeing that. We're living proof of that. And Russia knows it. Russia's much smarter than us, than the American people anyway, and the European people, who are all just so terrified of being called racist that they'll literally let themselves get murdered. You know, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing in America. We have an entire political party that just doesn't care if they get murdered as long as you don't call them a racist. That's it. That's all they care about. They're so dumb. It's amazing. But ultimately, Russia just wants to be left alone. And they said for decades, please stop pushing NATO towards our borders. And Ukraine is the final straw because of their ports in Crimea. And because Ukraine is literally right next to Russia, they don't want missiles right next to Russia. So they invaded Ukraine to stop NATO from expanding. I mean, that's what they did. So you've got Russia basically on defense, and really, Russia is the good guy in all of this. I really believe that. They're the good guys. They just want to be left alone. And we have been aggressing. We are the aggressor. So then you've got China. Now, China is a bunch of communists, but they don't necessarily... I don't think that China necessarily wants to conquer the world, because they've got a huge country, very rich in resources, and the Communist Party of China rules China. They've got a good gig going. And really, they just need to keep it. They know that the West cannot defeat them in a war. We can't beat China in a war. So, and they know that. So China just wants to keep the people in China, the ruling class in China just wants to stay in charge and keep China intact and keep China and keep expanding China's economic power. And because I think the Chinese think very long term. They think in terms of 100 years, whereas American politicians think in terms of the next election. That's it. So, and then you've got the EU, the European Union ruling class. So you've got the ruling class of Europe. Now, these people for hundreds of years have been the worst people in the world. And they want to rule. First of all, they want to rule Europe. They must rule. They need to solidify their power over Europe. And you know, this is all my opinion, by the way. But let me know what you think about all this. You can message me. You can find me on social media. But the European ruling class wants to rule Europe. That's their main goal. Right, you know, they want to solidify their power over Europe. That's why they've banned all the guns. That's why they're going to implement a central bank digital currency. They want more surveillance, and they've got all the financial controls. So they want a total control over the European people, and they want to. They want to essentially milk the people, just like the American ruling class, but I'm going to get to them. The European ruling class, they want to milk the taxpayers for every dime they can get. Because they know that this whole thing is falling apart, but they're not going to change anything. They're not going to change their ways because evil people never do. They're just going to keep trying to, you know, they'll use whatever increasing level of force and violence to stay in power. I think that's really what's happening and what's going to happen, and which is why I think Europe is increasingly going to get more and more violent. It's going to get more totalitarian and more violent, and I think we'll probably see some real political violence. But see, the political violence is going to lead the leadership, the governments of Europe, to get even more draconian and totalitarian. They're going to clamp down on those extremists who, you know, want to be free. I mean, but you've seen, I mean, we're seeing it really explode in Europe with all the farmer protests and stuff like that. So, and the right wing, the rise of right wing political parties, which of course are roundly denounced by everybody, by the establishment ruling class. But I think, so you have this ruling class in Europe, and I think that they want, they don't care about the economics of Europe. Like I've said, because their power has nothing to do with economics. Their power comes from force and violence and coercion and the ability to bully and use guns to keep people in line. So they don't care if the European people start starving to death or can't heat their homes in the winter or, you know, can't afford a car or can't afford to fly on a plane. They don't care about any of that. And they don't care if the whole industrial base of Europe gets wiped out because they've got China and they've got the third world that is producing things. And so they're going to let the China and Africa and the rest of the world, Asia, produce all the stuff that the people need, and they simply just don't care as long as they stay in power. And I know I've talked about the heartland theory, and I think they still believe that this theory that, you know, he who controls Central Europe or Eastern Europe, which is basically Ukraine, controls the world island, which is the entire Eurasian landmass, and whoever controls the world island controls the world. But I think they still believe that, but I think that ultimately they know, like I've said, they cannot defeat China. So they're going to have to join with China. So they're going to have this kind of symbiotic relationship with China where the European rule Europe, and then Europe buys all of China's stuff, and of course that is going to enrich China. And But China will be fine because they will get richer and richer, and eventually Europe will just wither away, you know. But they're not thinking, the European ruling class isn't thinking that long term, because, you know, they do still have nuclear weapons, and so they don't really care about, if as long as they stay in power, they don't care if the people of Europe suffer. But Russia is a thorn in their side, because Russia, they must bring Russia under their thumb. They must bring Russia into the program, and of course part of that program is all the LGBT stuff and all the immigration stuff, and also all of the we're gonna destroy our own country to stay in power and get rich. And Putin is not, you know, Putin of course is a thug, a self-serving thug, but he's also a patriot, and he loves his country and he loves his people, and he's not on board with that. And now we're seeing that Russia is together with China. So if the program in Ukraine, they must get Ukraine in order to bring Russia under their influence, in order to have more influence on Russia. Because if they can get Russia into their program, into their orbit, if they can suck Russia away from China, or just weaken Russia to the point where it's no longer a serious player on the world stage, they can shift this kind of balance of power. Because right now there's kind of, you've got kind of four power centers in the world. You've got China, Russia, Europe, and America. So They need to bring Russia to its knees. They must do that in order to have more leverage when dealing with China. And I'm leaving out India here because I'm not really sure where India is. Also kind of like China, they want to just sort of be left alone. They want to be integrated in the world economy. But I'm not sure which way they're going to go. So that's a big deal because I think India is, you know, as big and populous as India is, I think it's less of a player on the world stage, simply because they tend to mind their own business, really. So I'm just going to kind of skip over India a little bit here, but then you have the Americans. Now the Americans, I think, are split, because you have the Americans like Joe Biden and everybody in Washington who wants to join with the Europeans and bring Russia under their thumb. And if America and the Europeans can sort of unite as a ruling class, if they can do the same thing in America, they can milk the American people for every dime we have while weakening our industrial base, which will enrich China. The Americans know we cannot beat China in a war. That would be devastating for everybody. So they don't want that. Now, you know, a smaller war with actual troops in Ukraine fighting Russia, that's less of a concern, even though Russia is a nuclear power. But I think you've seen this, that there's a reason why we haven't really sent troops, you know, of any serious number into Ukraine. We do have troops in Ukraine. We have special forces in Ukraine. But I think that's, you can find evidence of that all over the place. They're in Ukraine. They're helping training Ukrainians. But I think when it comes to China, it's much more serious. They don't believe that it's a smart move to antagonize China. And they don't believe that they need to or even want to, because essentially China is a partner. This is why, you know, I think the Washington and Europe are basically, they want to be partners with China. They want to split the world between China and the West. They want to rule the West and buy all the stuff from China, and China will supply all the resources, and the Americans will just print up money, pay themselves, live like kings, and the American people will suffer and suffer and suffer with more and more inflation and lower standard of living, and it'll all be because of... They'll say, well, that's because of climate change. Well, we're fighting climate change, but it's a lie. It's not, has nothing to do with climate change. It's just, this is their way of staying in power and getting richer. They don't really care about climate change at all. They just are using that as a way to stay in power and as a way to enrich themselves, to get more control and money for themselves. But then you've got the I think you do have this split, and I tend to agree with guys like Tom Luongo on this, that there are some people, and Tom Luongo seems to think it. Jerome Powell is one of those guys who believes. Now, remember, Jerome Powell was appointed by Donald Trump, so you've got this Trump wing, this America First, this nationalist wing of America that actually wants to protect America, to protect and rebuild America's industrial base, to not sell everything off to Russia, to China, to not antagonize Russia, and to not join with the I think guys like Trump, he hates the Europeans. He knows the Europeans are a bunch of useless parasites, the European ruling class, just like the people in Washington are a bunch of useless, destructive, worthless parasites. And I think that's what the interest rates, you know, everybody's saying Jerome Powell's going to cut rates. He's not going to cut rates. I just don't think he's going to cut rates at all. I really don't. I don't think, you know, things would have to really tank in America for him to cut rates. And even if it did, I think he would only cut them a little bit. But I think that, you know, and Tom Luongo's talked about this battle between the European central banks or the Europeans, because the Europeans are trying now to, are talking now about selling euro bonds as a way to get more money. They need money. They need, and they want to, they want to use that. They're saying, oh, we need to rebuild our military in order to, you know, before it was all about, before it was COVID, we need to sell bonds, and they sold bonds, the sure bonds, to refund, you know, to bail themselves out because they shut the economy down during COVID. So nobody was paying taxes, and they're just printing up money and giving it to everybody. And they realized, well, that's a terrible idea. But, and now, and then of course there's climate change. They want to use climate change. Oh, we need to spend tons and tons of money for climate change. And then you have, the Ukraine war. Oh, we've got to spend tons and tons of money to defend America, defend Europe against the Russians. The Russians are going to invade us. So I think that, you know, and I think there are some also there are some players in Europe like Poland and Hungary that are, I think Poland is a very serious country. Well, Poland and Hungary are very serious countries. So they are sort of on the outside. They're kind of independent. They're sort of independent, but the American, you know, the America First ruling class in America, which I think you've got some like the Powell Trump Powell faction. They want what's best for America. They don't want war with anybody. They want to build America's economy. They want to sell stuff. They want America to be a country that makes stuff and then sells it to the rest of the world, and that's how we're gonna, that's how we are going to enrich ourselves. We will be better off. The American people will have better standard of living if we make stuff and sell it to the rest of the world. Whereas the Biden faction, the Democrat, the establishment, I mean, it's a lot of rhinos, a lot of Republicans. The Washington establishment, they don't care about the production and they don't care about any of that stuff. They want to just tax the American people and print up money and sell bonds and borrow money in order to enrich themselves. And they don't care if our entire industrial base gets sold off to China and gets exported to China. They don't care at all. They haven't for decades. They see themselves as part of that European ruling class, that really the European ruling class that we broke away from in 1776. We broke away from those people, horrible people, and you know our founding fathers broke away from those horrible people, and I know Tom Luongo's mentioned this, that Jerome Powell actually his, I think he is he traces his roots all the way back to the American Revolutionary generation. So, you know, he's been around for, you know, he's according to Tom Luongo, he's one of the good guys, but I'm not convinced, not 100% convinced of that, but I'm leaning toward that, direction. But so I think that this is a much more complicated situation with a lot of people, a lot of moving parts, a lot of different factions. Some of them are working together. Some of them are at odds with each other. And I think that I really think that this election in 2024 is going to be the tipping point. It's going to be this is it. This is the final point of American history where we go one way or the other. We're either going to tip into the way Europe is going, or we're going to go back to the founding principles of America. And the whole idea of that America should be free, it should be independent, it should be an economic powerhouse, it should focus on economics and not, you know, travel the world seeking monsters to slay and not getting involved in entangling alliances. And, you know, I think that... But I think, obviously, a lot can happen here. A lot can happen in Europe. A lot can happen with the Chinese, with the Russians. So, I don't know. I think it's... We're in a pivotal, really pivotal time in American history. So... All right, I'm going to stop there. It's 25 minutes, so I'll stop there. If you like this podcast, let me know what you think about all this. I'm going to post this on Twitter, X. I'll post it on all my social media platforms. And I'm at Chris Farrow on all the social media platforms. And, you know, I'm at Libertarian Rep 3 on Twitter, but I'm at Chris Farrow on all the other ones. So on Getter and Truth and Gab and MeWe. And Minds, and so I will try to post this one as soon as I can on all those. So, and I'd love to hear your opinions. So, all right, I will talk to you later. I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.